Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, was it an understatement from Aaron Rodgers, or is there some more to the story? Austin Wechsel with you. It's a Thursday night on 93.7 The Fan. Great to be with Joel Nelson as we will walk you up to Thursday night football tonight in Los Angeles. As Aaron might not want to say it, but I'll say it for him. He might not want to be putting it in the public eye, but this is a revenge type of game for Aaron Rodgers. It is. We know how Aaron Rodgers is. Now, sure, it might be different than it ultimately was with the Jets, where they basically, you know, gave him that 20-minute meeting, if that, maybe more like five. Aaron Glenn, you know, we don't want you here. Goodbye, Aaron. Thanks for your service. And kicked him to the curb. Sent him to free agency. Left him on this hunt for his next team that ended up landing in Pittsburgh. Of course, there's a lot more animosity there, where they only won five games last year. The year prior, he spent all but four snaps recovering from the Achilles injury. So that has a little bit more weight to it. But you can't just completely throw away the fact that the team that had you for 18 years, where you became a Super Bowl champion against these Steelers, where you won four MVP awards, where you were a 10-time Pro Bowler, where you were the Super Bowl MVP, the Hall of Fame, all 2010s teams, they didn't want you anymore. Whether it was mutual or just time to part ways so Jordan Love can have his time in the sun to be able to shine with two of those MVPs coming, right at the end of his Green Bay career. Yeah, this is a game that should have some revenge on Aaron Rodgers' mind. And Mike Tomlin called it, Aaron's going to treat it like a regular old game. Aaron said, not a rivalry game for me. I find it hard to believe someone with the personality, someone with the success, someone with the passion for great for Aaron Rodgers to be told, we're going to trade you. We don't want you no more after an 8-9 season. Doesn't have a little bit of revenge on his mind. It might not reach the level of the Jets, and it really shouldn't, but this is still a game, national TV, prime time, first time he plays them in his new home stadium, that he gets to prove to the team that got rid of him, the team that drafted him, the team that had him sit for a couple years behind Brett Favre, I'm still that guy. Third in the NFL in passing touchdowns with 14, tied with some guy named Mahomes. This is one of those games for me, at least, and Jared Goff, an MVP favorite with Baker Mayfield, who's ahead with Matthew Stafford. Yeah, that's the company that Aaron Rodgers is in. He can still play. There's no doubt about it. 14 touchdowns, 5 picks. Still completing 68% of his passes. 1,200 yards on the season. He has been the ignition for the Steelers offense this year. to be able to take flight off the ground of what it was with Russell Wilson late in last season. So to dub this anything more than a revenge game, do you want to call it the respect game? Do you want to call it the old passing of the torch game? Or maybe the this little cowboy has a little left in him, to steal a line from the former quarterback and two-time Super Bowl winner. It matters. And it should matter. Because when the NFL schedule makers ultimately decided Steelers, Packers, two iconic brands, two iconic fan bases, two just great franchises, historic franchises, multiple Super Bowl winners, four for Green Bay, six for the Steelers, that it would be in prime time, Aaron Rodgers would be an added benefit to it. It is going to be strange watching Aaron Rodgers throw the football around in a gold helmet and a jersey straight out of 1933. Like, we're turning the clock back 92 years. That'll be a little odd. And Green Bay is going with its all-white uniforms, signaling a whiteout. And whiteouts in this area, whether it be 4 hours up the road to Buffalo or 2.5 to Penn State, haven't necessarily worked out very well this season. I'd like to see that classic uniform matchup. But I think we're going to get a classic, old-school Aaron Rodgers performance in this game. Maybe not four touchdowns, but he'll throw for at least two, I think ultimately three, and prove to Green Bay why he can still play. Now, Aaron, would it be a little bit different if this was at Lambeau?
Aaron, after the Jets game, you said that game, obviously, you wanted to win for my team, but it was going to feel different against the Packers.
I said it would if we were in Green Bay.
If it were, okay. Does it still feel any different?
Again, it would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. I have a lot of love for the organization, but you know, if we were playing at Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
You know, Aaron has gotten in trouble over the years. You know, not actual trouble, but just with relationships in the locker room and people questioning him in the media, where he's gone a little bit too far. Whether it was on McAfee, whether it was time with the Jets, criticizing teammates, throwing Mike Williams under the bus, his relationship with Garrett Wilson, where Aaron ruffled some feathers at his last stop. Since he's come to Pittsburgh, that's been anything but the case. This is new Aaron. This is focused Aaron. This is linear and completely set on the task at hand, winning football games. A part of that, I'm sure, is finishing off his legacy where it was partially tarnished. Now, not in the sense that, you know, he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, or he's not an all-time great, but when you go to the Jets and you fail the way he did, people in a way look at you differently. You know, Aaron is not on that throne like Michael Jordan, where he's the greatest of all time, goes to the Wizards. People just kind of throw that to the side a little bit. Nobody really cares about the Wizards' tenure. Franco Harris ultimately went to Seattle. Anybody remember that? Not really. You know, Aaron with the Jets, at least for me, maybe it's just recency bias, was a little bit more memorable and was going to be a little bit more memorable than some of those past stars that ultimately had Hall of Fame careers but finished elsewhere. He wanted his Tom Brady-like moment going somewhere else, prove that I am bigger than the organization, like Brady did in Tampa when he ultimately won without Belichick in his first year. With those weapons, sure, I did a lot to give back to the team. I didn't take all the money that I could have and become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. But I'm the man. And that's what Aaron tried to do in New York. And it backfired. So ever since he's come here, I feel like he's been a good soldier. He's been a good teammate. He's been basically all you could ask for to bring this offense back to life. An offense that has been legitimately sleepless ever since Ben Roethlisberger had his elbow injury. Where they've had a couple of high moments. You know, Kenny Pickett had a couple of games. The Ravens on the road to Najee. The Franco remembrance game retiring his jersey against the Raiders in the snow in a game that was like 5 degrees outside and a wind chill that made it negative temperatures. But Aaron Rodgers, with play action, with their ability to run the ball better, with his ability to stretch the field, multiple games, 4 touchdowns, he has made this offense look modern day. look real again. So I do think that this should mean more. And this should be a game that he gets extra fired up for because it is Green Bay, because it is primetime, because he is playing the way that he is. Why wouldn't you want to see him go out there and do the exact same thing? Are you with me that this game is larger than people are making it out to be at 412-928-9370? You could also chime in on the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, you could hit us up at 937TheFan, and also you could reach me at Austin R. Bechtold. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. 412-928-9370. It means a lot for Aaron Rodgers in this matchup, as it should. Maybe they can even have a fun moment like Broderick Jones tackling him again after a touchdown.
When I'm staying clean, the only tackle I had the other night was Broderick. So other than that, I'm feeling pretty good.
What went through your mind when he tackled you in that celebratory moment?
Rod is always the first one to come find me after a play. It could be like the first big pass down to DK on third down. He's coming and dapping me up. And what you don't see in the video is right after the throw, he's coming over to me and shaking me and shaking me. Like I text him, I say, hey, man, I love your energy. I love everything you're about. But also, I'm 41. Yeah? You can't be out there tackling me like that. But I love Brad. We had a couple laughs about it. And, I told him I'm getting him next. You better watch his back.
I'll get him next. I mean, Aaron has brought some fun and a relaxed nature to this offense. Don't you think that it seemed kind of tense when Russell Wilson was here? The robotic way that he answered questions. Justin Fields, they clearly didn't trust him to throw downfield or to throw over the middle of the field or to throw really at any part of the field, which we're kind of seeing why in New York and why they're 0-7 and he's getting benched for, Tyrod Taylor on what, his ninth team or something? Threw two picks when he came in. The Jets are an absolute disaster. Aaron Rodgers can still play. Is it insane to think that this can become like Brett Favre's end of his career, where he goes to Minnesota, they go to the NFC Championship game. Now, don't take this for me claiming they're going to the AFC Championship game. The bar right now is to win a playoff game. Then we can talk. And I think they can win one playoff game with Aaron, especially if they're able to win this division, which, yeah, Cincinnati did kick their ass on Thursday. And the defense is a problem. We'll get to that. But if they do have Aaron Rodgers under center, and that guy that tackled Aaron Rodgers can keep him upright, not bring him down himself, I feel pretty decent about it. At 412-928-9370, let's go to Jim in center who wants to talk Aaron Rodgers. What's up, Jim?
Hi, Mr. Bechtel. Thank you for taking my call, man.
You got it, man.
Tony brought up something in the last segment, and he said, he did say that he was on to bringing Aaron Rodgers back, given that this thing doesn't turn into a dumpster fire and the performance is there. I got to ask the question, do you think the Steelers would be honest with themselves in knowing that they can't develop a quarterback and bring back Aaron Rodgers, even if it's like, let's say, at worst case, above average play, do you think they bring Aaron Rodgers back on a second-year contract just to be a mentor, whether it be Will Howard, whether it be somebody they pick up in the draft next year? Do you think that they use his experience, his knowledge, his know-how of the quarterback position to help develop the future quarterback of the Steelers?
Well, Jim, I think it would be different if he was like Chase Daniel or Alex Smith. We're talking Aaron Rodgers here, and he clearly can still play. If he's coming back, he's going to be the starter. Like, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back and just sit the bench and act like a coach. You're not implying that, are you?
No, not at all. I'm saying he plays, but everything, even from your staff and your sources and, even from some others out there, there's been glowing reviews about how Aaron Rodgers has been nothing short of a great teammate. And yeah, that was not, obviously, the reputation that we all thought he would have walking in this year. But if he plays a second year and they feel that he can be competitive, but also give something towards the future, is that worth taking a gamble at 42 years old? I think that's really what I'm asking. Is it worth paying him, even if he wants like $18 million next year, is it worth paying him $18 million to be the quarterback of the Steelers and help grow the franchise's future?
Yeah, the way he's playing, Jim, and I appreciate the call, I think it definitely is. Because if he can even play at a level like this, incredible. If it's a little bit step below, but he's taking care of the football and have those five interceptions, one was late in the game against Seattle where he was just trying to make something happen downfield. Another was that interception that was basically taken away on the DK Metcalf pick, which was just a better play by the defensive back. Rodgers has really only had two, maybe three interceptions where that was on Aaron. And the one where he just basically chucked it up like a punt didn't make much sense in that Cincinnati game and kind of started the spiral a little bit. I want them to still draft a quarterback in the first round, but I'd be completely fine. And I think Aaron, based on the way he talked about Jordan Love and mentoring Love and just the friendship he has, who's the first person he wants to talk to, who would he swap a jersey with after the game? He mentioned Jordan Love. I think Aaron has changed a little bit where look at the relationship he has with Will Howard and the mentorship there. Now, I'm not saying that's the end-all be-all, but it's definitely something added in that helps. 412-928-9370, we will get to you. Coming up next, as well as go inside the coach's corner, what did Sorrell Austin have to say about his defense and the lack thereof rushing the passer and stopping the run this past game? Did the defense do anything well this past week? Also, what did Sorrell Austin have to say about one corner's penalty problem and if it can be fixed? We also might hear from Mark Cabali in about 40 minutes. I am going back and forth with Cabali, and he is currently listening right now and is still not giving me a solidified answer on if he will join at the top of the hour. Let's just go with yes. At 412-928-9370. We'll hear from you in the Coach's Corner up next. Austin Bechtold with you. It's a Thursday night on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That interception, or that Hail Mary that Aaron Rodgers threw was insane. 70 yards through the air was the longest thrown pass by a quarterback in the NFL since 2017 from a 41, almost 42-year-old quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. And he ended up using it as a teaching moment, which I loved. Like, a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, either didn't want Aaron Rodgers here, were critical of Aaron Rodgers, thought that the whole situation, it just took too long, there was too much waiting, which is understandable. But once everything was sorted out, and even I started to get a little bit impatient, and I was a huge Aaron Rodgers should be here, he still has some left in the tank. It's Aaron Rodgers. Why wouldn't you want him here? Type of guy. I could have never anticipated being on pace for 40 touchdowns. I mean, it's frankly unreal to think what he is accomplishing at his age, his lack of mobility, but he's still able to get out and do what's necessary. They're getting the ball out of his hands. He's accurate still. He's had a really good season so far. If only his defense could make some plays for him. Join Chris Mueller at the Lowe's in McCandless Crossing this Sunday from 11 to 1. The Lowe's Earn Your Sunday Tour will be set up from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and you can play Madden 26, view player lockers, and register to win tickets to Super Bowl 60. This one-of-a-kind interactive experience is the perfect pregame primer. Lowe's is an official partner of the NFL. 412-928-9370. Let's hear from you, starting with Seth in Long Island. What's going on, Seth?
Hey, Austin. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Seth.
All right, man. Hey, I always love when you're on the air. Try to get the call in when you're on, man.
You always do. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, appreciate your viewpoint, man. So, yeah, long story short, man, Aaron Rodgers, I was not a fan, but I've been coming around. I definitely feel that he is rounding into form. Offensive line's rounding into form. Got to get a wide receiver, too. Somebody that's going to take the top off the defense or maybe on the boundary. And my only concern, looking at these games, and I think this is a very big game, in light of the fact that they lost last Thursday night, that it would have been nice to have that little cushion being 5-1 going into Sunday's game. But my biggest concern is the D, man. You know, they're only going to go as far. I mean, you know, you're not going to outscore everybody, right? So this D has to step up and hold people to, you know, 17 points, 20 points, and let these guys do their thing. And I'd definitely love to see him come back based on everything, you know, that's going on. And I think he'd be great for Will Howard. He continues to mentor him and do the right thing, man. So I'll you know, let you talk and appreciate the time.
Seth, always good talking to you. All right, we talked about Rodgers and the good that's come with Rodgers so far. Let's get to the defense. I mean, what a disappointment so far this year. And look, in years past, where there's been big expectations for Tomlin's defense, and let's make it clear, it's Tomlin's defense. Sure, Terrell Austin calls it on game day. It's Tomlin schematically during the week. He puts the roster together. He's the one that went out and got Jalen Ramsey. He's the one that went and got Darius Slay. He's a big reason why Watt got a contract extension. All the moves are made on the defensive side of the ball. When Tomlin starts out press conferences, he most of the time begins with the defense because that is his side of the ball, and that is his child. That is what Mike Tomlin loves the most, the defensive side of the ball, what he can control, what he has molded. Said defense is giving up nearly 400 yards per game. They are 30th in the NFL in total yards. Their pass defense is 31st in the NFL. They give up nearly 260 through the air. Their run defense, if you can believe this, and it's helped out by a week that the Browns only had right around 60 yards rushing, is 17th in the NFL. They give up 116 per game. Yeah, Green Bay, they average 118 on the ground and 226 through the air. They are a well-balanced offense. They're not top 10 in either category, but Josh Jacobs has had an incredible year, 8 touchdowns, averages around 4 yards per carry, but is more of a volume type of running back that can break a big one when necessary. He reaches the end zone. They're very good in short yarded situations. Jordan Love has protected the football, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks, a 108 quarterback rating, which is better than Aaron Rodgers at 105. This is a Green Bay offense that can do both. That is creative with Matt LaFleur calling plays. That is probably going to bring out some trick play, whether it's a flea flicker or an end around or something that is going to get the Steelers defense off balance. Hell, maybe they won't even need to do that because the Steelers defense has been so poorly out of place this year. They've given up 4 100-yard games. How many games have they played so far this year? Yes, 6. So over half the games they've played, they've given up over 100 yards rushing. Sure, they did well against Cleveland. Who has not? This defense has been a flat-out disaster. And yeah, Terrell Austin said it's all about the run.
Stop the run. I got a simple answer for you. We have to stop the run. When you allow teams to run, then it opens up all kinds of things. It opens up play action pass. It opens up or it shrinks your menu because what you do now is you're doing things to make sure you have to bring possibly extra guys down to try to stop the run. So the bottom line is we got to be able to stop the run. And then I think that opens up and allows us to play well.
On the menu, well, they've been buying off the dollar menu for what this $160 million defense is supposed to be. The dollar menu is the outcome of what it's been so far. Let's go to Johnny and Farrell to chime in. What's up, Johnny? Johnny, are you going to throw any conspiracies out there today, Johnny? Or are we staying away from those?
Well, I was going to stay away from those and just stay on point, man.
That was hopefully good. What you got?
All right. Well, as I see it, you know, I gave up caring about how we win probably somewhere in the 2000s, which I was really old to do that. But, you know, the way I see it, man, just, you know, use the no huddle. And score 40 points a game. Our offense, dude, it's unstoppable if you think of what we got.
Do you think it's capable of 40 a game?
Well, dude, it's unstoppable with the tight end play for blocking, for one, Darnell. That hasn't been figured out yet, and I don't know if it can be. You just use that when you need it and to soften them up. They can run so many pass patterns and then off the play action and then just keep doing it down the field. And just go, score. And the other team scores, they do. But this defense is built to come up big when it has to. And that's what we're going to have. That's the part that's a little bit of the mystery here. I think we could put up 40 points easy without blinking an eye.
Easy. They only scored 34 against the Jets, and they scored 33 on the Bengals. 31 on the Bengals.
Here we go. The rest took about 10 points away from us and gave them 13. And I've gone through all the instances on there. But they did. They took points off us.
So you want to win games, Johnny, like 42 to 35 with how the defense is playing.
I don't care how many points we put up. All I know is if we score 40 points, we ain't losing. And if that's what it takes. And Tomlin, you know what? Suck it up, brother. It ain't all got to be about the defense, but trust me, it will be about the defense come playoff time because them guys can come out knocking heads, and it's going to be a destruction if we get to that point. But if they go to a hurry up now and then on defense, go to 3 down linemen almost all the time, not this 2-4-5 crap. You can't stop anybody with a 2 down linemen, 4 linebackers. They're going to kill you in the middle. They're going to kill you behind you. They're going to kill you in front of you. And to stop the tush push, here's what you do. You line up 3 of your biggest, baddest guys at the end of the roster, 10 yards off the ball, and you have them run as fast as they can at Philly. And whether the ball snapped, you smack the lineman right in the face.
Smack the lineman. Isn't that a hands to the face penalty?
You just run them over as hard as you can. You just run them over and you keep doing it. And Philly will stop the tush push. That's how you stop it. Can you run at the line? If they don't snap it, you're taking out some people. And if that's what it takes, that's hockey rules. If you're playing this stupid play that we did on Madden, that we did on NHL 94, Sirianni, you ain't no genius. You're doing the same crap you did in your mama's living room. Okay, there's a stop. You run the line as fast as possible, and you knock some heads. And eventually it ends.
Thanks, Johnny. The Packers defensively, second in the league in rushing yards allowed. 76.5. That's second in all football. You are playing the 7th best total defense in the NFL. I don't see 40 points unless you're in a shootout and both defenses just can't stop anybody, which means TJ Watt, Micah Parsons are neutralized, partly because it's a quick passing attack, but also you're just going up and down the field, back and forth, trading bunches. I don't think it's going to be that type of game. There's going to be scoring. It's going to be more like a 31-28 type of game, not, you know, high 30s, mid 30s, but a relatively good scoring game. I don't think it's the Jets type of game. More so how the Cincinnati game was, which I guess you can call and consider high scoring. Here's Bob in the car. What's up, Bob?
Hey, hi, how are you? Last time I was talking to you, and you thought I was putting the onus on the offense. Of course, defense is a problem right now, especially last game. That goes without saying. What I mean is like compensation for this defense by offense, keep the time of position, and especially the fact that we have two running backs that they can do it, okay? And we have all kind of tight ends and these role players that they do make plays when it's called upon. And so that was my main point, time of position. Methodically going through it, and while you're doing it, the other guys are sitting in the cold. Now, because this defense does not have any imagination, it doesn't adjust. They do the same thing over and over, and they get beat over and over. And it's not like just this season or what. So I have totally different idea of the last caller, because I say, look, instead of going for, 40 points or so forth, try to manage the control the game by using the players you got. And of course you're going to go long.
Well, I think another thing, Bob, and I appreciate the call, is that they got to apply some pressure. Like, where were the blitzes on Joe Flacco? They let a 40-year-old immobile quarterback basically just stand back there and pick them apart. Sure, because they were having success with T.J. Watt getting shut down by Amarius Mims. Did anybody see that coming? Nick Herbig being on the field for 29 snaps, which was an abomination in its own right. And the fact that Alex Highsmith hasn't gotten any pressure. Alex Highsmith has had 14 and a half sacks in his 2022 season when he earned his new contract. 14 and a half. Since that season, Alex Highsmith has 14 and a half sacks. Over the course of the last 2.5 years, Alex Highsmith has had as many sacks as he had during that season. That season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, if that's not indicative enough of Alex Highsmith, very good run defender, but has been struggling in terms of the pass rush, and Nick Herbig should be playing more, who leads the team in sacks, and he didn't even play the first week of the season. I don't know what is. And Terrell Austin, I kind of danced around it. He didn't really answer the question as to why Herbig didn't play. It didn't really make much sense to me.
In that situation, yeah, that Mike is right. We thought we would have, in that regard, a more situational things for him to really rush and get after the passer. And again, we do have to explore getting him in there more. And that's just sometimes that happens during the course of the game. Kind of get thrown in a loop. And as you work through and work to the game, you know, our biggest emphasis on game day is trying to win the game, not determining how many plays a guy plays.
So are you telling me that they just forgot about Nick Herbig? They forgot about the guy who did not play at all on the final drive when Cincinnati went right down the field and T. Higgins was able to set them up to burn the clock. You're telling me that they just forgot about the guy that leads them in sacks, is right up there in tackles for loss, has been better as a run defender, is not as good as Highsmith in run defense, but as an overall roundabout player, I think Nick Herbig is better than Alex Highsmith right now. Do they feel like, oh, we got to cater to the veterans? We paid Alex Highsmith all this money. We have to play him. Nick Herbig was forgotten about in the fourth quarter. Somebody who has been a key catalyst for you. Forced fumble, interception, sacks. It's been a big splash play. We know how much Tomlin loves splash plays. Those turnover-worthy moments. And Nick Herbig is a big reason why. You just forgot about him? And it's because the Bengals were running the ball? Joe Flacco threw it 47 times. What are you talking about? Okay, the ratio is like 62-64%. And I think Bob made a good point on time of possession, where the Steelers did have some big plays in that game. The big throw to Freiermuth, a couple other moments where Warren was able to break off a couple of big runs. Best game that Jalen Warren's played in a while. Over 100 yards, I think he had nearly 150 from scrimmage, right around that mark. I don't know what Terrell Austin's getting at. He's just wrong there. Here's Vic and Hazelwood. What's up, Vic?
What's happening, brother? How you been?
Oh, I'm great, Vic. Good to talk to you.
Good. You also, hey, listen, man. First of all, I think the Steelers are kind of, and I like them. I think they're kind of a fraud, and I'll tell you why. Because look who they played. Like you said, anybody can score against Cleveland, and with the pressure Green Bay's going to put on Aaron Rodgers, all that's going to go away. All that scoring 40 points is not going to happen. I hope it happens, but it's not going to happen. And then with my man talking about stopping a tush push, getting three people and running up, don't you know these are pros? They know how to adjust to that. You let three big linemen run up on them, they'll do a Tim Tebow. They'll snap the ball, jump back, and jump and throw it to a tight end.
Did you see the end around that they did, Vic? They pull off an end around, or you could have Jalen Hurts even do like a bootleg or something. That'll fool everybody. Right. So it's not.
And then as far, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's a play that, you know, there's other variations that they've even shown with it.
If the Steelers were doing it, nobody would have a problem with it here in Pittsburgh. And then they talk about this mess about the defense, man. They're just gone. And everybody's saying Alex Highsmith is done. T.J. Watt, even, I wouldn't have paid him because, look, how many sacks did he have or tackles did he have in the last six games of last year? Hardly any. How many real pressures? He disappeared in Cincinnati's game.
Yeah, no sacks in, the last five games?
Bro, I want to say this, and a lot of people are going to get mad at me for saying this, especially my friends, but it's time for Tomlin to go. It's time for him to go. It's just the guy Austin, they keep making excuses. They keep using all these fancy words, schematics and this, that, and the other. Damn it, play some defense. And if Tomlin, let's just say, was you, and I'm going to leave it like that. Tomlin's me, because we're let's just call it our ethnicity. If Tomlin was you, he'll be gone already. But everybody in Pittsburgh, oh, you're only gone because he's me. And that's not right. It's not right. Tomlin needs to go, period. You've got a great show, man. I love you. I love and Donnie Football, and I think y'all should have your own show. When I say own show, on a national platform, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Vic, I appreciate it, man. Always good talking to you. Let's go to Frank and Sheridan. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Yeah, man. That Cincinnati game was so important. I don't think we're going to win a division. And, you know, it's going to come down to Tomlin after we lost to the Ravens, needing that win at the end of the year, to win a division to say, oh, we'll have a couple injuries. And I was like, oh, we had a couple injuries. I appreciate the guys for the fight, and the national media is going to be like, well, he had a 500 record again, and it's going to be in the same boat at the end of the year. I just hate where everybody says we're so basic, and other teams and players say it, our defense is basic.
Yeah, and Frank, and I appreciate the call. I think that this is one thing that maybe I differ from with everybody right now with this point of view, just because, look, I expected them to lose in Cincinnati. Like, I was the only one at the station that predicted them to lose that game. So that's why I don't feel nearly as down right now as everyone else, just because I saw that loss coming, because I have seen it in the past. You know, we saw it in the snow with Jameis Winston. We saw it with games that they've lost in Cleveland before, games that they've lost in Baltimore before. That game when they got Flacco, I think it would be a completely different game if they had Browning. But Flacco, and the fear that was instilled in Mike Tomlin with Joe Flacco going there, and the anger of being on a short week, and we know how bad Tomlin is on a short week, and older veteran players, the recovery time, put it in the preparation. That's partially why the scale of how I'm looking at this is, look, the schedule is going to get significantly harder. Nobody is denying that. I think that this is the game that is truly going to define who the Steelers are. This is the game that's going to tell us, okay, the 2025 Pittsburgh Steelers are this, a team that can actually win the division, that is going to win the division, or a team that so far, based on this season, is fraudulent. Okay, this, I'm not saying that the games so far have been like FCS competition where you have the tune-up for the real season. But this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you start to learn about your team. And sure, if you lose this game, it's not a conference loss. But overall, it matters. Because Green Bay is a Super Bowl contender. And if you view yourself even in that light, which if you go to the playoffs and you win your division, you should, this is the litmus test. Here is KP in the car. What's up, KP?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening, good evening. I kind of just wanted to add my whole two cents on the Steelers situation. I wholeheartedly agree with what you just said about this game being a true statement game. I think even if we lose by, like, under 7 points, we have to be, like, very, very encouraged about the totality of our season. But if we lose by, like, 14 to 20, just forget about it. It's going to be either early playoff exit or no playoffs at all. I do also think that we still have to consider that Baltimore is getting Lamar Jackson back, and they're a whole entire different team with Lamar Jackson. I mean, Baltimore may seem very, very bleak and thin now, but they could easily run the table and win their last 8 out of whatever. So we got to just play it week by week and just see the way it goes. Have a good evening.
I appreciate it, KP. 412-928-9370, if you'd like to chime in. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up next, the biggest story in all of sports has to do with basketball and has to do with something that the NCAA passed on a different scale for college athletes. And I think it all loops together in terms of what it means for the future. What do I mean by that? And what is the big scandal that you probably heard about? But let's look at it from a different angle. That's up next. Austin Bechtold with you. We are walking you up to Thursday Night Football, just under an hour away here on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.